Good evening. A call to order the meeting of the Genoa Township Board of Trustees zoning meeting. Today is September 20th, 2022. The time is 6:30 p.m. I'll ask Joe Schaefer to call the roll.
Roll call. Trustee Vaughn?
Here.
Trustee Goodman?
Here.
And I will mark that Trustee Antonetts is currently not in attendance.
Okay. Also present, we have Joe Schaefer, the Director of Zoning and Development, Paul Benson, the Deputy Zoning Inspector, and we also have Paul Wise, our Township Administrator. So this meeting of the Genoa Township Trustees will be recorded. The meeting audio and written minutes will be available on Genoa Township's website at www.genoatwp.com or by contacting Genoa's fiscal office. This evening, we'll hear the case number ZC2021-04, Zoning Text Map Amendment. Genoa Township Trustees initiated zoning text and map amendment ZC2021-04 to create a Hoover Watershed Overlay District in Article 7, along with minimum amendments to current articles related to the creation of said district and zoning administration continued from September 1st, 2022. Anybody from the public want to? Joe, anybody else want to speak? All right. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you. The latest legal notice of this amendment was printed and published on August 19th, 2022 in the Delaware Gazette and posted at the Genoa Township Hall on August 4th, 2022. This hearing originally began on October 6th, 2022. Thank you. April 6th, 2022 and was subsequently heard or reference on May 3rd, 2022, June 7th, 2022, July 11th, 2022, August 4th, 2022, and September 1st, 2022. The following exhibits were updated. Exhibit D, Zoning Text Map Amendment, originally dated February 14th, 2022, with a revision date of September 2nd, 2022. Exhibit J, all public comments received between September 2nd, 2021 and September 20th, 2022. And at this time, I'll turn it over to Joe Schaefer for a staff report.
Thank you, Trustee Vaughn. Pretty brief report. So in front of you, as you noted in the updated exhibit list, you have a new draft of the amendment revised September 2nd, 2022, incorporating the edits the trustees asked me to make during your regular meeting in the prior hearing on this matter on September 1st, earlier this month. Those edits being revising the density numbers in Article 7 for the watershed overlay, reducing them from what had been previously 1.35 and 1.65 to 1.1 and 1.35. So, and then there was also an edit. We made the word density a lowercase d and removed the net density verbiage out of that same section because net density is actually sort of an old way of calculating how we did density, and the definition means something different than how we do it now. We use it on the net developable acre standard as we do with the PRD in the existing sections of the code. So just revising that verbiage to make sure we didn't accidentally tie into a different definition that we didn't mean to, and making it consistent with the verbiage in the PRD. Also note that today, Trustee Vaughn and I had a brief discussion. She did find a couple of typographical errors that if the board decides to move forward this evening would need to be incorporated as part of the motion in order to officially edit. Bear with me in just one moment while I find my notes, because where they were. So on page 7-3 of the document, it's Article 7, Section 703.03. Subsection B4A, it reads, a no-mow zone shall be considered any portion of land on which mowing is expressly prohibited to allow for natural biological progression and habitation. That first any should be removed. And then I believe way back in Article 13, page 13-7 of the document, I'm not going to read the entirety of section 1309.01, but in the, if you're looking at the red line copy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, ninth line down starts to read, shall be made in accordance with the provisions And then there's some struck through text and then some additional text on the next line that says section 2705. The word in should be inserted between the word provisions and section 2705. I believe that was the totality of the typographical errors that were at least Trustee Vaughn and I discussed. So with that, I really don't have any other items to report. Public comment has been pretty quiet the last actually several months on this matter. I didn't get a ton of feedback. I know the commission discussed it briefly when I met, just gave it them an update a couple weeks ago during their regular meeting. But other than that, we really haven't, Paul, am I mistaken in stating we really haven't received any public comment recently on this? So with that, I will turn it back over to you, Madam Chairwoman.
Very good. At this time, is there anyone who would like to speak for public comment? Anyone? Okay. All right, seeing none, we'll move to board discussion. Trustee Goodman, do you have any comments?
I really don't. I think that we have gone through this with a fine-tooth comb. I appreciate your catching a couple errors that I didn't. And, you know, I'm pleased that we're finally going to come to some sort of a resolution on this that will help us preserve some of the more natural areas, specifically those on the east side of the reservoir. I just think we've talked enough.
So I'd concur. I just want to reiterate that I think this is a temporary fix to protect a large portion of the township while we revise our zoning resolution and a comprehensive plan. But I agree, we've talked about this enough and heard numerous public comment periods about this between the zoning commission and the trustees. We've received many, many emails regarding the overlay over the last year. So I don't really have anything extra to add. Joe, do you have anything that you want to?
No, I think I've provided all the information and answered all the questions that I can at this point. I think we're ready to move forward.
Okay.
One way or the other.
If I may, I would just like to thank Mr. Schaefer and his staff for all the work that they did in revising this and the Zoning Commission on their initial work. I think that it was a huge undertaking and appreciate that.
So should I read a motion and then discuss findings of fact? And
it never hurts to just read through it as a draft and just, my recommendation always would be just read through it and then you can talk to each other and figure out, you know, fill in those holes. And then even though I know it's a little laborious and repetitive, then read
it again.
As a formal motion.
All right.
It's cleaner and definitely helps Mr. Benson write the minutes. So.
All right. So for Mr. Benson's benefit, I'm going to read through it. So I'll move to concur with the Zoning Commission's recommendation of approval and thus approve the modifications, the zoning text map amendment known as ZC case number 2021-04 dated September 2nd, 2022 to add zoning provisions within Article 7 of the Genoa Township Zoning Resolution, henceforth alternatively known as the Hoover Watershed Overlay District, to make minor related changes and or administrative changes for the purposes of consistency throughout the resolution, including Articles 4, 6, 8, 9, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15, and to make corresponding edits to the official Genoa Township zoning map to reflect the addition of the Hoover Watershed Overlay District zoning designation to all parcels wholly or partly located within the Hoover Reservoir Watershed as further defined and depicted within the amendment and listed in Exhibits D and E, respectively, in accordance with Section 2602.01 of the Genoa Township Zoning Resolution and the recommendations of the current Genoa Township Comprehensive Plan, providing for severability and repeal of prior inconsistent zoning resolution requirements, regulations, and standard, and furthermore incorporating Exhibits A through K. For clarification, revisions to the zoning resolution and map shall be limited only to those specified within the subject amendment documents and those necessary to ensure proper and consistent spelling, grammar, punctuation, and formatting, as well as accurate citation of dates. The approved revisions and rezoning should not include any referenced comments in the right-hand margin of the document. Any existing text within the resolution which has not been expressly modified or deleted shall otherwise remain as is. So do we have any modifications that we want to add to the amendment?
The correction of those two items that you noted.
Okay. Do I have to list them?
I would probably just,
okay.
You could state something like removal of the excess word any, as noted by Mr. Schaefer on page, whatever it was.
I have it.
Okay. And then inclusion of the word in, as noted by Mr. Schaefer on page 7-3.
Okay.
And then we'll make sure during the discussion period when Paul writes the minutes that I specifically read where those sections were, so anyone reviewing the minutes can circle back and know exactly what we were referring to. And then, unless there's any other further edits the board wanted to make before you adopt.
All right, so I have on the red line version, page 7-3, section 703.03B4A, exclusion of the first any. Is that clear enough?
Yes.
Okay, and then the last one. How do I even describe this?
I would say
the sentence.
Insertion of the word in. Sorry, I was looking at something else real quick, so I lost my
spot. I start with the sentence that starts with such? I think it's the only sentence that starts with such.
Yeah, if that's the only sentence, that's probably going to be specific enough. Plus, I made the note, so I know what you're referring to. And if you say as previously noted by Mr. Schaefer, and then we can write, like I said, we'll make sure we are a little more specific on that portion of the minutes, so that way we just close up the loophole if there is one.
All right, so I have also on the red line version, a page 13-7, section 1309.01, the sentence that starts with such, insert the word in between provisions and section as previously noted by Mr. Schaefer.
Yeah.
Good?
Okay. I wouldn't call either of those really substantive edits that I think anyone's going to lose any sleep over.
Okay, and then the findings of fact.
So you have the section that talks about the findings of facts inclusion. The first one we always put in there is you should be saying whether it's consistent with the comprehensive plan or not consistent with the comprehensive plan. If it's not, you need to state why you're still doing it. If you recall, I put forth a memo many months ago now. It was dated April 1st for the April 6, 2022 meeting, and I believe that was like our first hearing on this at the board level. And if you go back, and you probably don't have it in front of you, but section 1, subsections J, 1 through J, let's see, I can read my Roman numerals, 15. If you recall in that memo, I went through numerous sections of the comprehensive plan and noted the sections that I thought were potentially relevant to the creation of this watershed overlay and explain why I thought they were relevant. Now, I will say there's nothing in the comprehensive plan that, expressly stated the Genoa Township Board of Trustees should be creating a Hoover Watershed Overlay zoning district that says these things. It never said that in the comprehensive plan, but I think there's enough evidence there, and I'm happy to recap that real quick if you want me to, as quickly as I can, what those items were.
Don't have that email.
I have a copy here if you want. I only have one copy, but would you want me to just hand it to you and you can look it over as a board?
Or if you want to point out a few
sure,
things.
I'll just go through them real quick, because ultimately what you could do is cite those this section of the memo, but if you want a refresher, I think that's probably not a bad idea. So chapter, and I'll try to briefly go through, like I said, there's 15 items, so I'll try to breeze through them as quickly as I can. Number one, the introduction section, page 9, talks about open space, environmentally sensitive areas should be continued to be conserved. Chapter 1 policy, page 14, section 3, specific issues, development and natural drainage ways, states, among the most striking attributes of the township are its many natural drainage ways to Allen Creek, Hoover, and Rusterville Reservoirs. It is the township's intention to continue to preserve and protect natural drainage ways. Chapter 1 policy, page 15, subsection 4, community objectives and supporting principles, subsection A to C reads, all residential development must be created and maintained in accordance with the standards set forth in the zoning resolution. Residential development must, one, preserve the quiet rural environment, two, provide safety, security, and connectivity through appropriate lighting and sidewalks for pedestrian access, three, address environmental pollution, i.e. air, noise, light, and water. And then there's some text that I skip over through there, and then you get to item 5, which is contribute to the quality of life by supporting property values and the expectations of existing residents. Chapter 1 policy on page 16, again, talks about community objectives, and this is subsection B2C. And this has to do with, so the prior one I discussed talked about the impact basically of residential development on community. This next subsection talks about the impact of industrial development on the community, because parts of this overlay do talk about non-residential development. And that's basically reads to this, due to the special concerns regarding environmental pollutions, air, noise, light, and water, in addition to opportunities for environmental disruption in the event of an accident or emergency, industrial zone parcels shall be limited in number within Genoa Township. In general, no industrial use will be permitted in a location that would, upon an environmental accident, directly impact Allen Creek or Big Walnut Creek watershed, including Hoover Reservoir. Chapter 1 policy, page 17, community objectives, discusses the impact of commercial and office development, and it basically states commercial office development shall preserve the quiet and privacy for abutting and nearby properties with minimal environmental impact by one, requiring appropriate setbacks from streets and internal property outlines in keeping with adjacent developments. And then also sub-item 3 reads, limiting environmental pollutants, air, noise, light, and water. Chapter 1 policy, page 18, community objectives, discusses desirability of commercial and office, reads, any additional commercial office developments shall be primarily for the purposes of serving the residents of Genoa Township. Such developments should consist of smaller footprint buildings with a preference for businesses that are unique to the area in the form of neighborhood scale commercial and office development. So that ties back into the section of the watershed overlay that tries to limit some of those elements. Should we allow commercial in this area? Chapter 1 policy, page 9, community objectives relating to open space principles. Quote, A, the inclusion of expanded green space and developments and as dedicated parkland as a primary tenant of development in Genoa Township. The creation and preservation of these areas is central to the quality of life afforded to Genoa Township residents. B, to foster connected and contiguous green space, all development shall, if feasible and practical, include planning for one, safe and pedestrian and, if applicable, bicycle connections between developments. Two, open access to sidewalks or maintained trails bordering roadways. And three, open access to green space located between developments. And then subsection E of this portion of the plan also reads, limitations on impervious surfaces within the said spaces shall also be applied while acting to preserve the greatest amount of green space, natural wetlands, woodlands, and other similar elements. Item 8 falls under Chapter 2, Planning Vision, page 23, subsection 2, Livability and Desirability of Genoa Township. Quote, a land use planning strategy for Genoa Township that seeks to responsibly balance preservation and protection of the natural environment and rural lands with future development shall be pursued. Item 9, Chapter 2, Planning Vision, page 26, community, subsection 6, community and non-residential uses, quote, in all circumstances, any non-residential use shall be designed to reflect the rural and residential character of the community. Chapter 2, Planning Vision, page 26, subsection 7, sustainability, promoting or requiring the planting of native trees in public and private developments. If you recall, we have some verbiage in there about native vegetation. Chapter 3, Situation Analysis, page 46, subsection 5, regarding natural resources conservation. Quote, as development occurs, it is imperative to understand and conserve the function and beauty of Genoa Township's existing natural resources. I also noted that this section also contains extensive verbiage regarding the importance of protecting certain topographies, floodplains, wetlands, and soils. You look at chapter 4, planning area recommendations, multiple pages beginning on page 61 for planning areas 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Recommendations read neighborhood scale commercial office uses on parcels already zoned commercial, so that relates to some of the use restrictions we've put in place for those developments. Chapter 5, implementation on page 65. Item B on that page, encourage further protection of the watersheds. Quote, the Genoa Township Board of Trustees should consider exploring future measures with conservation groups to develop and implement watershed protection plans and policies. While Hoover Nature Preserve and U.S. Army Corps lands provide natural protection, additional actions in watersheds can help further their natural qualities. That may be one of the more directly related standards within the comp plan to this effort. Chapter 5, implementation on page 66, section 2 regarding guiding development in such a way to maintain and advance local quality of life. And then if you dive into subsection A, which talks about types of commercial and office and industrial uses, I'm not going to read the entire quote, but it gets into the sort of the keeping the uses consistent with the needs of the Genoa Township residents. They should be neighborhood-oriented. Obviously, we're grandfathering in any uses that already exist in these areas, neighborhood and scale, that verbiage pops up again. And then the last item, I believe, in that section of the memo was Chapter 5, implementation on page 68, future revisions to the zoning resolution and updates to the comp plan, subsection A for the zoning resolution. Item 7 was review open space requirements and or add a perimeter buffering requirements for developments, which this does and enhances what's already in the code. So sorry that took a little longer, but I wanted to make sure I refreshed everyone's memory on that, and especially if we're signing the comprehensive plan, and if the board wishes to cite that memo, I wanted to make sure you had at least a brief refresher on what the contents of that memo were. Okay.
So do we want to cite that memo, or do we just want to pick a couple things out of there?
I appreciate his reading that memo because I had literally forgotten what was all in there.
Yeah.
I think that that's the justification for doing this. And so I would cite the memo dated 4-1-2022 and specifically note J1 through, I missed the last number.
15.
15, thank you.
1J1 through, lowercase Roman numeral through.
Okay. Well, we'll say it. You'll get the right thing.
Yeah.
But I think that everything that's in there ties it directly to the comprehensive plan and then backs up that statement about said amendment found to be consistent with.
Yes. Okay.
And then if there's any other findings and facts that you want to wish to include as a board, you can incorporate.
Well, anything that I would have had, you would have included in there because I had densities.
Yeah, and if you want to, you know, you've gotten a lot of public feedback. I don't know if you feel like there's a need to cite that or any, you know, other things that have happened in the community over the years that you feel like supports.
I just put the densities are more consistent with densities that the residents have requested. I don't know if are you okay with that?
That's fine, and I might add specifically on the east side of the reservoir because that entire area is in the Hoover watershed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And is significantly different than anything on the east side.
Okay. All right. We good with that? Reread it?
I wouldn't think you have to reread the memo, but I do think you have to start with this in accordance on the next.
I don't have to, but I have to
well, I don't think she was actually
the
making
motion.
The motion.
Right.
I think she was just reading
she's
the
just
reading.
Discussion.
Yeah.
Right? You got
to have to reread it. Yeah, I thought that was the plan. I don't know. Okay, so I'll move to concur with the Zoning Commission's recommendation of approval and thus approve with modifications the zoning text map amendment known as ZC case number 2021-04 dated September 2nd, 2022 to add zoning provisions with Article 7 of the Genoa Township Zoning Resolution, henceforth alternatively known as the Hoover Watershed Overlay District to make minor related changes and or administrative changes for the purposes of consistency throughout the resolution, including Articles 4, 6, 8, 9, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15, and to make corresponding edits of the official Genoa Township zoning map to reflect the addition of the Hoover Watershed Overlay District zoning designation to all parcels wholly or partly located within the Hoover Reservoir watershed as further defined and depicted within the amendment and listed in Exhibits D and E, respectively, in accordance with Section 2602.01 of the Genoa Township Zoning Resolution and the recommendations of the current Genoa Township Comprehensive Plan, providing for severability and repeal of prior inconsistent zoning resolution requirements, regulations, and standards, and furthermore incorporating Exhibits A through K. For clarification, revisions to the zoning resolution and map shall be limited only to those specified within the subject amendment documents and those necessary to ensure proper and consistent spelling, grammar, punctuation, and formatting, as well as accurate citation of dates. The approved revisions and rezoning shall not include any reference comments in the right-hand margin of the document, any existing text within the resolution which has not been expressly modified or deleted shall otherwise remain as is. This motion shall include the following modifications to the aforementioned amendment. On the redline version, page 7-3, section 703.03b 4a, exclusion of the first word, any. Number two, on the redline version, 13-7, section 1309.01, the sentence that starts with such, the word in should be inserted between provisions and section, as previously noted by Mr. Schaefer. In accordance with the Ohio Revised Code, this motion to approve the referenced amendment, which is subject to referendum, will go into effect 30 days after today, October 20th, 2022, and is based on the following findings of fact and conclusions. Number one, said amendment is found to be consistent with the Genoa Township Comprehensive Plan pursuant to Section 108 of the Genoa Township Zoning Resolution. Number two, the memo dated 4-1-2022 previously read by Mr. Schaefer. Number three, the densities are more consistent with densities residents have requested on the east side of Hoover. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Discussion?
I just want to note that when you were reading
yes.
the motion on 1, 2, 3, line 7, you noted edits of the official Genoa Township. It's edits 2.
Thank you.
I'm not sure if that makes a difference legally.
All right. I'll amend my motion.
And I will second the amendment.
All right. Thank you. Any other discussion?
Nope.
Roll call.
Roll call. Trustee Goodman?
Yes.
Trustee Vaughn?
Yes. Motion carries. All right. Any other business?
The only other item, I think, Trustee Vaughn, you had asked me to put potential discussion of
yes.
any future amendments to the zoning resolution or comp plan. I didn't know if you wanted to have
yes.
those discussions this evening.
I do. Thank you for the reminder.
Do you want to close this hearing before we begin?
Yeah, should we?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So I'll make a motion to close this hearing at 6:58. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Roll call, Trustee Goodman.
Yes.
Trustee Vaughn.
Yes. Thank you. All right, now we can discuss. I meant to do it at the last meeting because we have said that this is a temporary fix while we work on revising the zoning resolution and comprehensive plan, and we needed to have this conversation. I think we can have it without Trustee Antonetz because we don't really do anything at this stage. We just put this agenda item to the Zoning Commission, correct, Joe?
If it depends on the path you want to take. You could either ask me to draft something up, the board review it, and then you could pass a motion to formally initiate it, which functions like an official application to the commission, in which case they absolutely have to put it on their agenda and open a hearing. Or you can ask the commission to begin this process. They would do the legwork with me. They would initiate it and then just start the public hearing as part of their process, and then eventually. Both avenues eventually lead back to the board. It just depends on who starts it.
What's the best way? What do you prefer?
I don't know if there's really a best way. I mean, if the board has something specific in mind, if the board knows what it exactly wants and wants the Zoning Commission's input on it before a final decision is made, then I would suggest the former, which is matches the process of the Hoover Watershed Overlay, where the board initiated it, and then the commission reviewed it, and then sent it back to you with a couple edits. and then the board obviously adopted it this evening. Or you could do it like a lot of the other amendments we've done in the past, where I tell the board or the commission, the board would like the commission to do this, and they add it to their agenda and start the process. Candidly, it shouldn't take, I wouldn't think it would take that long. I mean, the really hardest part is just what are the numbers going to be, and how are we going to pick what those numbers are being, how, you know, making sure they're defensible numbers. And that's why we have Mr. Griggs on board.
And that's what
contacted regional planning.
I think I want to make it clear that my intention with this is to put densities back in the comprehensive plan in the planning areas. And I think the best way to go about this is to have Peter Griggs at the meeting. That way there is no ambiguity. And if they have questions about what is justifiable, what is legal, then they have those at the meeting. Otherwise,
yes.
Okay.
And I can also, I know we had talked to Mr. Sanders before about preparing some maps. If you'd like, I could ask him to move ahead with providing those maps. I guess just a couple of follow-up questions just for clarification. Does the board also wish to ask the commission to subsequently put forth a zoning resolution amendment in conjunction with the comprehensive plan amendment to make sure the documents are compatible?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I figured that was the case, but I didn't want to put words in your mouth.
Right. You agree?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then also, is there any guidance, general or specific, you want to give the commission regarding to, it sounds like the purview is pretty much on the density numbers. You don't want them really to be dabbling with a lot of other stuff, right?
Not yet, right? We had this conversation because I think you have a list. I have a list. My zoning resolution at this point has sticky notes on it, things that I want to edit, but I think I'd like to expedite the density numbers first.
Yeah.
And then move on.
And always do future amendments and deal with other stuff, because I have my own list too.
Because so, I think that's going to be tedious.
Yeah, the other stuff on the list, yeah, it's going to be more time consuming and pretty in the weeds in certain areas on things. So is there a general concept or idea regarding the density numbers that you want the commission to be aware of, where the board's preference stands, so they don't come at you with something that's completely not what the board was wanting or expecting? No, I mean, they're going to come up with what they come up with. But the more information I can provide to them.
Part of me feels like that's part of their role. I don't want to tell them what I want, so they regurgitate what I want. Their role is to figure it out.
Is it safe to say the desire is to have lower densities in the northern portions of the township, specifically planning areas 4 and 5?
I can only speak for myself, and I would say yes.
As well as on the east side of the water? Do you envision the numbers between 4 and 5 being different or the same?
I don't know that I have.
That's a fair response.
I don't know.
And that's a fair response.
Like to see what they think. What
same
Mr.
with
Griggs.
Playing areas? Do you, I guess the next question, the follow up. Do you anticipate like the west side and the east side of Hoover? Do you envision maybe those possibly having different numbers?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Is it fair to say you would expect the east side to be even lower than the west side?
Yes. I mean, I'm probably answering for myself. What do you think?
Well, I think the fact that there's no sewer over there, we have no choice but to make that lower. Once sewer comes, whether it's through Columbus, Galena, wherever, that changes the whole playing field.
But I think, yeah.
And it also, if we're not careful, could lead to annexation. We need to be realistic in whatever we do. If I can also back up from this density, when you were talking a little earlier, I didn't get my statement in, about the zoning commission starting this versus us starting this. I want to be very careful that we don't do what we did with the Hoover overlay, where the zoning commission had some angst about us initiating this document. They felt that they were kind of cut out of the loop. Whichever way we do it, we want to make sure that they are included in the process and that they have a distinct deadline to meet.
Oh, yeah.
So that this doesn't go on forever and ever. And if it means them having special meetings, then so be it. Mm-hmm. It has to happen.
I agree.
So I'm sorry to just kind of
backtrack
a second. No, but
I agree. And I don't know what, I've not gotten communication about their angst with the overlay. I don't understand that. But whatever we can do to resolve.
There was some line of questioning of why did this start with the board and not us.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'd call it angst, but there was questioning for sure by some of the members.
Yeah, it was definitely on the record.
Yes.
It was.
Okay.
In my line of questioning, I feel like just asking you like is based on the feedback we've been hearing that I've gotten from the board in these public meetings. So this wasn't scripted out that we're going through this.
No, right.
You know, I just want to make sure I'm sort of regurgitating what I think is the case, but I want to make sure when I give it to the commission, I'm not mistranslating something.
Well, and regardless, Mr. Schaefer is going to do the lion's share of the work. It's who does he give that document to first?
Right.
You know.
Yeah, and I won't be the one picking the numbers. Certainly, I can throw out numbers, but, you know, whatever numbers I put out, I want to make sure I don't want to be radically different from where the board is sort of at or where the commission might sort of be at.
Well, and I can say that I'm very comfortable with the numbers we have for the Hoover overlay. I'm not comfortable putting those densities across the entire township, especially for areas that have had 1.8 and 2.2. I think that that's unfair to people in those areas to all of a sudden say, oh, nope, now you're down, down here. Okay. So I think we need to kind of look at that picture and what is right. If we can do it by area, as Mr. Griggs said, fine. But we want to be careful that whatever we do is responsible and is defensible.
Okay.
And that's Peter Griggs' role in this, in my opinion. Yeah.
Okay. I agree, making sure we're everything we're doing is sounds right there.
Yeah. My preference is to give it to the Zoning Commission first. Mm-hmm. Let them do a lot of the legwork, along with Mr. Griggs and you. If they have questions, certainly, you know, bring them to the board. Mm-hmm. But then when they've got a more finished product, bring it to us.
Yeah.
So, again, I guess I want to make sure I understand. You're authorizing the township to expend funds for Mr. Griggs to go to a zoning commission.
Yes.
We had this discussion last year about like the mailing costs and stuff. So it sounds like the board is comfortable expending the funds, Mr. Griggs going to the zoning commission.
Well, and I think we have had discussions with you that you've allocated money in the budget for this.
We always have a general line item that's
yes.
a hold for certain legal services should something pop up, as well as planning consultants. So,
it just popped up.
Yep. So.
Right.
Yep.
Exactly.
That's why we have those line items, because we like to plan everything out we can, but sometimes, you know, we just, things come up. And
okay.
Yeah. And within reason.
Things. Yes.
You know. A 24-hour meeting, not reasonable.
You know, sure.
Several short ones, okay.
So my plan then is at the October Zoning Commission meeting, I will inform them of this request. They currently look like they might have little, possibly no, depending on the response I get from an email today, applications on the agenda for October. So we're actually hitting a sweet spot for October.
Good.
So they'll definitely should have time to talk about it that evening. Whether or not they're going to have enough to formulate to direct me what number, what to draft, I don't know. You mentioned deadline. Is there a specific deadline you'd at least, now that we have the overlay in place, we may have a little bit more breathing room than I think maybe we felt like we previously had. Mm-hmm. When would the board like to see, obviously the commission doesn't know how long that hearing process is going to take. If they get a lot of public interest and it drags out over multiple meetings, they sometimes don't know that. But
my goal is for them to meet monthly. And if they have a zoning meeting and an application to review, they put on a special meeting. But I think it's reasonable to ask them to meet monthly on this item.
But when, no, and I understand, and I appreciate that. Is there a specific deadline you either, A, want to have it back in your hands, ideally, knowing that,
what's realistic? I'll ask you.
That's tough.
Is January too early?
To have it back in your hands, probably.
Okay, February?
I think it's going to take at least 2 or 3 months for them to, because they haven't been quite on this topic as much as the board has been and over these last several months. I mean, they're paying attention and keeping them apprised of things, but if we're asking them to come up with brand new numbers for all the planning areas, they may want to do some work, legwork to what those numbers are going to be, so they don't feel like they're just plucking numbers out of thin air. So.
I was debating throwing out June 1st, and then I thought maybe by April 1st they could have something.
Really? But you think it's going to take that long?
I do.
Okay.
I do. You have five minds and a bunch of legal things. So
I mean, we'll certainly push to get it done before that.
Oh, really?
April? You think April's, that's fair? That's a 6 months.
Yeah, that 6 months sounds
yeah.
reasonable. On like, okay. I mean, we even heard Mr. Griggs say, on like, if you're going the moratorium route, he felt like 6 months for the entirety of the process would be good. And anything beyond that, maybe a year you might be able to do. And beyond that, he was definitely questioning. So I feel like to give the zoning commission 6 months is probably a fair amount of time.
Okay. And it's two documents, and they're not small documents.
I know.
So it's going to take some time, even though you're not looking at everything in there to revise right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's ancillary pieces, as we saw with this one. You know, you change one thing, you have to go through how many other sections?
Yeah, with the specific density numbers, I'm not quite as concerned about that. But the one thing I did think about the density, if we go down the strategy we've talked about possibly going down, I would say we'll want to look at the divergence review section, because the path we're going down will mean more probably divergence requests, particular to densities, if we get in a situation where, well, the code says this, but you're planning, your comprehensive plan allows us a higher number, the divergence would have to be for a higher density, with the justification being the comp plan. So you'll want to codify that review standard in the code somehow. Okay. So we'll take a look at that too. I think the actual drafting work, yeah, there's a lot of formatting work that gets involved that makes this take longer than one would actually think sometimes when I put these together. But I mean, we're talking about really putting in about six sets of numbers in the comprehensive plan, if that's what the board is asking, and then, you know, revising the number in the zoning resolution to make sure it's not in conflict with the comp plan, and then just updating the divergence section. So the amount of actual edits that get made probably are relatively slim compared to even something like the watershed overlay that was drafted. But yeah, a lot of it can come down to the you don't want the law of unintended consequences to come into play and change something and realize, oh, we didn't even think about
right
these other ramifications. So we'll take a look at that to make sure
okay
the best we can that we're not doing something we didn't intend to do.
Okay. So I think the goal is for them to finish up in March so that we can have it for our first meeting in April? Or are you thinking pass it?
Well, you have to remember, once they have a draft that they like, they have to have a vote to initiate the document.
Okay.
And then that's like making an application. And then that kicks off the window where we have to run the schedule the public hearing
okay
and do the advertising.
Right.
So from the time they initiate the document, the time they have the public hearing is going to be anywhere between 20 and 40 days by statute.
Okay. So realistically, it's going to be May before we see it.
It all depends on how long it takes them to do that initial, to get okay to. I feel like the biggest lead time is going to be getting to that point where they're ready to initiate the document.
Yep.
Because they can't initiate something half-baked. Once they initiate it, it's like,
yeah,
no, this is what we're actually considering. It's not a concept. This is what we're actually yeah considering. And then the question just becomes, how many hearings is it going to take? If they get a lot of public comment, we get 30 people who want to speak at each meeting, they may have to do multiple meetings over a couple months to get that done. Now, at that point, do you really fault the commission for that? Because if there's a lot of public interest and comment, they're trying to just
right
gather all the comment. I don't think
yep
that's necessarily their
okay
fault.
And that's what we want. We want to hear what people want.
Yep.
Yeah, and I don't think we'll see the delay regarding like the mailing conversation that we did with mm-hmm the overlay, because at this point, you're not really rezoning specific parcels. You're basically changing the zoning designation for every parcel in the township. So there
mm-hmm
would be, again, there would be no mailer that went out. We mm-hmm would do the standard notifications. You know, maybe we do another sort of special webpage if the board wants to do that as a reach out. I can work with Leslie to do.
Mm-hmm.
We learned some lessons from when we did this in terms of communication. Maybe we can be a little more proactive and maybe do like the FAQ thing in some of these other mm-hmm documents to help. But I also don't think what we're doing is going to be nearly as complex as what the overlay was. So I think it'll be a lot easier for people to
okay
understand.
Plus, I'll just put on the record that anybody who wants, Joe Schaefer does send out an email most of the time for these meetings. So if you want to be added to that notification list, you just need to email him and you'll be notified.
That's right. I think you can go to the website and just, you actually need to go to the website and subscribe to it. There's like a subscription
okay
button, and there's different topics, and one of them you can select is development and zoning. As long as you select that one and get registered, any email, constant contact, email blasts I send out,
yes,
you'll get it.
Very good. All right, anything else?
Not for me. I think I have my marching orders. I think the rest of this meeting is about things
very
not
good
relative to zoning. So
okay
I'm going to relinquish my chair here even.
So I'll move to enter an executive session at 7:14 p.m. to consider the appointment, employment, and compensation of a public employee or official. Do I have a second?
Second.
I will just note that it will be obviously two trustees, Linda Greco and Paul Wise, entering into executive session. Roll call.
Roll call. Trustee Goodman?
Yes.
Trustee Vaughn?
Yes. Motion carries. We're adjourned at 7:14 p.m. All right, I'll move to
return
from executive session at 7:29 p.m. Do I have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Trustee Goodman?
Yes.
Trustee Vaughn?
Yes. Any more business? There is no business or agenda items after executive session, so I'll just move to adjourn this meeting at 7:29 p.m. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right. Roll call.
Trustee Goodman?
Yes.
Trustee Vaughn?
Yes. The meeting is adjourned at 7:29.